This is Bob Wynn with A View from Here. I've been criticized for being disrespectful to some of our elected leaders. To that I say, can you blame me? Have you watched what they've been doing? Case in point, our illustrious governor. Look at what she did last week. First, governor, the sky is falling, tells us COVID-19 is out of control, and she's going to lock down 15 counties in Oregon to get it under control. Yep, shut down all the bars and restaurants, severely restrict most businesses, yet, as always, allow all the big box stores and supermarkets to continue to operate without any limitations. Made no sense then, it makes no sense now. Then she tells us how tough that decision was and how she agonized over it. Poppycock. She just wanted to exercise her emergency powers once again. Problem was, she locked down counties with some of our state's biggest cities. Whoops! She got an earful from them about how absurd it was, and voila! She ends the lockdown one short week later. So if we follow Governor the Sky is Falling's guidance, we went from a massive increase in COVID cases, the fourth wave as she called it, to getting it back under control in just a mere 7 days. I'm telling you, it is a modern medical miracle. Wow, the governor of Oregon should be leading the nation's COVID response. Suppress the fourth wave in just 7 days. What a phenomenal job. But of course, it's all ridiculous. New COVID cases, if you can believe the Oregon Health Authority, continue in the same high numbers as before her shutdown. Hospitalized COVID cases continue to be above the metric she claimed triggered the shutdown. But somehow, all that doesn't matter anymore. What this clearly shows is she has no real plan at all. She and her advisors simply decided on an arbitrary number metric to give her cover for her emergency declarations. Are we throwing darts at a dartboard? Probably. Maybe they have one of those magic eight balls that you shake to give you the answer. You know, shake, 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 and there it says that this number moved counties to tier four. Or maybe it's a Ouija board. I haven't seen one in years, but perhaps they have one in a special place in the governor's office. You know, Oregonians are smart enough to understand the risk and make their own decisions. That's what America's all about, freedom. Any way you cut it, her declarations are a farce. The legislature should move to immediately rescind her emergency powers, which give her cover for these horrendous decisions. But then again, her fellow Democrats are in charge of the state legislature and probably use the same eight ball and Ouija board for projections to justify their decisions on how to run our state. They ask, should we cancel her emergency powers? Shake, shake, shake. Or resounding, no, better not. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.